people understand the cost of doing business and what heretofore has been a free good. The working group is also going to look at a couple of other areas. Internal control practices. Let me return to purchasing. 90 to 95% of every purchase that occurs at the University of Illinois is below $5,000. And yet the paperwork attached to it, the policies that oversee that procurement, makes it just as difficult as a $5 million transaction. Every contract, for example, that's $3,500, has to be stopped at legal counsel's office for review. I didn't want to spend any time here without picking on Mr. Barrels a little bit. So we've got to get the lawyers out of our hair.
That's not my idea.
We've got to get risk management to look seriously at things. Part of this is really the board's requirement to Tom to have certain kinds of oversight. But if we want to save money, we have to take a look seriously at whether we're willing to take a risk at levels as little as $5,000. 90 or 95% of what we do is below that level. In other areas, I would call out for the board's attention specifically, regulatory relief. If there's one area where you, as appointed officials, might deal back with leaders of the General Assembly and the governor and other state officials, it's in trying to get the burden of state government off our back. Much of what we do is not because we choose to do business that way, it's because federal and state statutes require it. At the very same time we're trying to improve procurement, for example, Senate Bill 51, which was passed last year, now puts a huge new set of burdens on the university. I'll give you just one example. If we believe there's a sole source for an item that we need to procure, for us to be able to have that sole source, we have to appear in front of the ethics board and have hearings on why we can't have a competitive bid. So for example, if the medical school wishes to go out and seek cadavers for our medical students, and we know there's only one source, we've got to convince the ethics board that it should waive the requirement for a competitive bid. Time is money in all of these circumstances, and so we're going to keep separate book. President Eikenberry has asked us, as part of our effort, to keep a separate book on areas where regulatory relief can be sought, and what some of the attendant costs are in a lot of these areas. So, the last bullet, streamlining policies and practices. Again, the trustees today will be looking at new thresholds, dollar thresholds, so that the business of the university can be moved much more expeditiously, and I trust that you will find the right line in the sand between good stewardship on behalf of the public and a sense of looking for efficiencies inside the university. And we'll have more, hopefully, in some interim reports to show you. Our timetable for work, as I indicated, the committee came together around December 1st. Today was really an opportunity to give you a sense of the blueprint that we're beginning to develop. We've asked our work groups, our committee has broken up into subgroups, and there will be a few more over the next couple of weeks that we will develop. We've asked that the real pick and shovel work come back to us by about mid-March. It will be at that point that if we think we need any additional consulting help, we might come back to the board and ask you to get that underway. But that will be the first time that we'll have a chance to look at the big picture and then begin to take additional steps. We'll give an update to the president, the chancellors. That's the body to whom this report is going to be provided in the first instance. And our target is to do that April 15th. We'll then try to craft the prose around the adverbs and adjectives in the final report. That'll come up the line in May, and then finally something to the trustees in June. So that's the timetable for our work. As I've indicated before, the elements will include each of the things that you see on the screen. Importantly, we'll identify where are the reforms, what options does the administration and the board have, what's the impact, what kind of strategies do we have going forward, and what kind of a timetable. We need to do as much as possible to get ready for the next fiscal year, obviously, because we have not just a budget problem, we have a cash crisis as well. And so as much of this as we can get underway as soon as possible will be helpful. And then finally, in terms of outcomes, we hope that it will be a positive experience. As difficult as it will be to tighten the belt, we hope that the units will see a better day in terms of being able to focus on their core mission. We'll clarify roles and responsibilities, remove as much bureaucracy as we can, and allow for better decision making up and down the line. If I could be permitted, just as my own editorial comment at the end in terms of talking about the ABCs of all of this, three or four words, Mr. Chairman, that begin with C. The first one is charter. What we're really talking about here is creating a new charter for the way in which the university is going to have to do its business, significantly different than what we've done in the past. Central to that is going to be the need to consolidate. People are concerned sometimes when we use the word centralize, but we're going to have to consolidate, and I think it's important for the board to give us a signal back that that new charter and an emphasis on consolidating where possible is going to be important. Compliance is another C word. Again, not trying to control the academy, but to make sure that the message is clear that the new policies on running things through the central office, for example, have to be done in the interest of saving money. And the last word I'd leave with you is courage. I really believe when we get through, if there's any kind of a gap between here and here, it won't be a knowledge gap, it'll be a courage gap. And again, I admonish the board to give us the strongest possible body language back to get this done and to have the courage to do things that will be difficult, outsourcing, looking at perhaps replacing some of our positions on the inside with less expensive activities on the outside. But we have to have the courage to get this done in the next 6 months.
Back Very to good. Thank you, Craig. Any questions for Craig and Avijit or comments from committee members? Yes.
I had a quick question. I was looking at the outliers you were saying in Michigan. I know they're one of our biggest competitors. How is it that they're attracting, administrators as almost as fine as ours, of course, with a lower percent of the budget?
Well, as I said, I think their denominator is much bigger. I don't know the R&D numbers, but they do perhaps twice as much research and development as we do. And their medical center is much larger. Their hospital and clinics is a much bigger enterprise than what we have. So I'm not sure that their fixed costs are much different. I think it's simply their denominator is larger. Northwestern has the other, they're the anomaly on the other side. They're a little kid on the block and look more expensive. So Mr. Kennedy's finally moved to a place where it's much more efficient.
You got that in, Greg. Any other questions or comments? Avijit, I see you standing. Anything that you want to add?
Okay. If I might, a couple points. I really do want to thank Craig and Avijit and other members of the work group for taking this assignment on. I suspect in the room there are several members of the work group who are with us, and so if you are, would you stand up or otherwise reveal yourself so we know that you are among us. Craig and I worked together in an earlier incarnation, and I was the guy that always had a lot of bright ideas, and Bazzani's role was to execute. So it's natural that we should turn to him again and to Avijit, who knows the university and its complexity very well, and the members of the work group to move us forward on this. Every dollar that we can save in reducing administrative costs is another dollar that we can invest in our academic programs. Every dollar we can save on our administrative costs moves us back toward fiscal stability and soundness in a very threatening environment. So I thank the committee in that context. Just one detail that Craig did not mention, but in terms of rationalizing, fine-tuning, if you will, the administrative structure, this seems to me to be an opportune time to take a look to see if there are opportunities for fine-tuning both within the central administrative structure and the campus administrative structures. And look for opportunities for both clarifying roles and responsibilities and where possible for consolidation. That too is part of the committee's charge. We recently retained a consultant, Kenneth Shaw, otherwise known as Buzz Shaw, more properly to many of us in the room. Buzz was a former president of Southern Illinois University, went on to the presidency of the University of Wisconsin, and ended up his career as president of Syracuse University. Buzz was in last week, I think, Craig, talked with probably 25 or 30 people I now have an initial report from him. I've referred that to the committee. Ultimately, we'll be sharing that with the board, but I think that we are moving forward on that front as well. And I think that will that in turn will, I think, help strengthen and buttress the work of the work group overall.
I just add one further comment, and again, thanks for the work that you're doing, and look forward to the timetable, Craig, that you're talking about coming out. I think the thing that I want to remind all of us is that we hear a lot about the financial crisis that we have presently in this fiscal year. But I think what we all realize is it isn't going to go away quickly, that we are facing challenges from a funding standpoint that go well into 2010, 11, and beyond. So the things we're talking about doing aren't just to address this current fiscal year. We're talking about making long-term changes that allow us to be the best we can be and be that efficiently in the years to come. And I really appreciate those efforts and the focus they're taking for that. If there are no further questions, Walt, I'll turn it over to you.
I believe you wanted me to go up to this podium?
Yes, if you would.
I want to thank Trustee Felix for describing this as a bump. I got the green light. I work best in the dark. The indicators, the performance for the university, I'd like to go through several indicators. Obviously concentrating on the situation with the state appropriation, talk about our utility efforts, what we're doing in the area of utilities, talk about our debt, and also the situation with our credit ratings and what confronts us on that front, too.
Well, I don't know whether they can you hear okay in the back? It's not projecting very well.
Maybe even turn it up.
How's that? Everybody hear me? Very good. I'd like to start off first with a tutorial on the university's finances and take a look at the budgets. You know, Joe, if you go to the first slide. What is highlighted on the left are the resources and revenues of the university, where we get our money from. On the right is our expenditures, or where do the dollars go. What I've accentuated here is on the items in blue are what we call our unrestricted funds, or what I call the educational funds, instructional funds of the university. What it costs, where we get our resources to provide education at the university, and how that money is spent is on the right, and that's in blue. It's our budget for 2010, the fiscal year 2010. $1.8 billion for instruction or unrestricted funds. The other side in the red is referred to as, I call it the enterprises. These are restricted funds. These are things that are dedicated strictly to specific needs and legally dedicated to these particular efforts. I'd like to take a look at the unrestricted funds. Go back, Joe, real quick. The biggest one, and the one we're going to concentrate on most this morning, are the state funds. The total of all of the state funds that the university is to receive in fiscal year 2010, $764 million. Of that is what we call $743 million is what was referred to as the General Revenue Fund, or the GRF. This is these discretionary funds that we're supposed to receive from the state. This is the annual appropriation called GRF. There's also $17 million of the scientific survey transfers that were transferred to the university, and about $4 million of legislative set-asides involved in that number. Next to that is the tuition. $730 million is the budget associated with the